Initially, when I built my lab, I had like high-end audio equipment, right? It was like the stuff that only the best audiophiles would have. And now that's like, right off the shelf. It's, that level of quality is just the generic version right now. So I think a lot of the equipment has really helped make this kind of stuff possible. So if you go to my lab, you will feel like you stepped back in time. I have old iMacs that run OS 9, so the IT people hate me because, it's not up to date and anything like that. It's not on the network, so they don't complain too much, but I'm one of those guys that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I take care of these machines and they still run. And there's a variety of these programs that allow you to present a stimulus and record some sort of response. So it's either a visual stimulus, a video clip, audio stimulus, and then the response may be typing on the keyboard what you heard. Is this a real word or a nonsense word or something, right? But the more recent versions of programs are things like ePrime and SuperLab. SciScope was sort of like one of the original ones. And I do have ePrime that we're, using on other things and in other parts of the lab and stuff. But for now, man, I'm milking all I can out of these workhorses. I just take care of these machines and make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we'll keep using them until they don't work anymore. And that's the thing, right? When they built this stuff, they built it to last, and it works. It's really as good as, if not better, if the stuff that's out now. So a lot of the software is like super powerful, and it's probably more powerful than I actually need. I try to keep things simple. The old KISS principle, right? Keep it simple, stupid.